Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Ed Moya, senior market analyst over at Oanda. And Ed, I guess a broad comment for today is a general sell-off almost across the board. U.S. equity markets are continuing this right now. We can call it a short-term downtrend. But I think the biggest question is fear starting to creep into investors' minds, or is this simply just going to be viewed as another buying opportunity?
Yeah, very, very, very much so. I think right now you're seeing that there's been a lot of concern going with the high flyers, and I think right out the gates you had some concerning comments from the Trump administration maintaining that hard line with China to start the week, and then you have to remember that what has delivered this strong rally since those March lows, and a lot of it was tech. And we have Tesla. They got snubbed. They did not make the S&P 500. You also had Apple just kind of getting sold again because there's just a little bit more concerns that they're not going to be able to really maintain the valuations. That everything has. It's hard to justify the move that we've seen so quickly, even though I think that no one, longer term, I think everyone is still pretty much constructive on Apple. It's just this short-term position where we could see, months of uncertainty. So there's all this weakness that's really piling into the whole NASDAQ, and that's just dragging everything down. That's why we have a stronger dollar. Treasuries are rising, and there's just growing worries that we're going to see these valuation calls get questioned even further, and a lot of that too is stemming from some virus uncertainty. We had some new forecasts come out, and I think it from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, and they're expecting possibly the death toll is going to double before the end of the year, possibly hitting over 400,000. And I think that the winter wave of this virus is still a big question mark. And I think the one area that people are concerned about is that we'll probably see once again a lot of this reopening momentum, which stalled, is going to really struggle in the winter. So you have all these worries that are persisting, and right now, it seems like no one's really focusing on all this vaccine optimism that we have in place. So right now, I think right now the path of least resistance is lower for stocks, and we're still, if you take a look at the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, NASDAQ's getting closer to it, but they're still haven't even tested really their 50-day moving average. So typically in a strong bullish trend, you'll probably see that technical level tested a handful of times. And right now, this move has been just one way, overextended, has been overused. But yes, this rally has been overextended. And you're probably going to continue to see that there's going to be still a little bit more momentum here, I think, for the downside. But, longer term, people, global investors are going to want to have U.S. equity positions. Yes, tech is getting pummeled, but still, tech is going to lead the way. We do need to see the sell-off eventually benefit the cyclicals, and right now it's not. But I think eventually you'll see that there will be some key barriers reached for tech, and you'll definitely see people start to pile back in. I think the current trajectory right now, though, is we have a lot of risks to the outlook, and that's why we're still seeing a little bit more stock market pain. But the stimulus is not going away anytime soon, and I think you'll see that eventually. Investors will pay close attention to those technical levels, and we're nearing them. So I think eventually you'll start to see some buying take place.
So, Ed, I think there are a couple key points to touch on here, and I don't want to necessarily put words in your mouth or summarize what you just said there, but it sounds like you still see the case for U.S. markets in the longer-term sense for this all to be viewed as kind of a buying opportunity. Yeah, we're not at 50-day moving averages, so there could be some short-term weakness here, but the overall picture for markets is still a bullish market. Remember, when markets get overextended to the upside, that does mean that it's still a bull market, and the fact of the matter is there's still a lot of money in the system and probably a lot more money that's going to be created and dropped into the system. Do you think that time frame wise though, this election is going to be potentially a big turning point? If we do continue to see weakness for the next couple months, could the election be the time when, once that uncertainty is behind us, investors potentially pile back in?
I think everyone's focused on that election right now too, because there is a tremendous amount of nervousness for tech traders, technology stock traders, because if you do have the blue wave, that's one of the big fears. Harder regulations, you know, obviously the corporate taxes are going to go up, but I think that you're seeing a lot of the blue wave concerns ease, in the sense that you'll probably see a return to globalization. You'll probably see, the U.S. China are going to have tough relations going forward, regardless of who wins. But I think the surprising nature of just out of the blue tariff threats coming would not be the tactic used by the potential Biden administration. I think you'll see that investors would be not necessarily completely, you know, selling everything if Biden won. If Biden also was to see the Democrats win the Senate, I think best case scenario is for the stock market is if Trump were to get reelected. Right now, I think that is the least likely scenario. It's still a lot can happen. We still haven't had the first debate, which is at the end of the month. But I think the benchmark, that I think the number one statistic is the handling of the virus, and I think that a lot of the country, I think, is concerned about the winter wave. And I think the Northern Hemisphere is going to brace for it. And I think that ultimately you'll probably see that go hand in hand with the economy. So while the public might feel, yes, the corporate policies and taxes will be a lot more friendlier with the Trump administration, I think the handling and the dealing with the virus, mask mandates for the nation, that would be more positively viewed. And that's even talking about the battleground states. I think there's been a major shift. 4 months ago, 3 months ago, that was not the case. So the election is going to completely be a critical, I think, area of focus for Wall Street. But in the end, I think regardless of the outcome, it's still suggests for a reason to be optimistic for U.S. stocks. I think you'll see probably a little bit more aggressive buying if Trump were to win, but I don't believe that it would be a complete deterioration of the outlook for U.S. equities if we did see a Biden presidency.
So, Ed, with this broad sell-off in the U.S. equity markets, and it really is the U.S. markets having a very pronounced downtrend over the last, let's say, 3 to 4 trading days, why do you think we're not seeing a flight to safety into, say, gold or really anything but the U.S. dollar? Treasuries are up a little bit today, but yields have been, at least the moves in yields have been fairly muted during this volatility for U.S. markets. Why do you think it's just the dollar benefiting from this?
Well, I think, and we have to take a look at, you know, what's happened to the dollar. Well, it the rebound is yes, it's noticeable now, but it is coming off a 28-month low, and I think that there's a major risk off shift that it is sparking this treasury demand, and I think right now the calls, the forecasts, I think that there's no one doubting that the when you take a look at money supplies, you take a look at the amount of accommodation that you're going to see the Fed lead the way. Out of all the G4 central banks, there's no doubt that you're going to see the dollar lead the way, or the Fed lead the way as far as stimulus goes. I think what you're seeing is just a necessary and a significant rebound in the dollar, and that, however, is not going to be long lasting. I think that you have to, this week could be a strong week for the dollar. I mean, you're going to have the ECB likely signal that they're ready to do more. They were cautious at the last meeting. You're going to see their forecasts, and they're going to be downgrading those forecasts. The recovery has slowed, and they're likely to signal that more needs to be done. But still, even when they do more, it's going to be nothing in comparison to what the Fed is doing. But the market has not priced that in yet. So you could see a stronger dollar persist a little while longer. But longer term, right now we're still, 120 is kind of where that would be like the midpoint historic, since the inception of the euro. I think that you're still looking at a much stronger euro, a weaker dollar. Commodity currencies are likely to excel in 2021 if the economic recovery does kind of gain traction. And I think there's good reasons to be optimistic for that. So right now this is a little headwind. Gold has had a tremendous run, but I think that everything still supports the precious metal. And I think there's still a lot of uncertainty, the same ones we talked about, what was weighing on the stock market. And even going forward, I think you're going to see that emerging markets, that they're one of the reasons why you're going to have COVID-19 remain very scary. I think right now, we don't cover enough of what is happening with the spread in the virus in the emerging markets, and India is a big concern, and you're going to see that there's going to be strong accommodation from the rest of the world, and I think that you're still seeing central banks wanting to buy gold. There's still so many catalysts right now supporting it, and I think that right now you're if you're a long-term gold investor, I think you're if you have cash on the sidelines, you're probably looking to scale in more on further weakness.
All right, Ed, we're going to wrap it up. It's been interesting to see these last couple of days of U.S. equity markets pull back and really just a little bit more fear creep into the market, and the fact that we're seeing these leading tech stocks pull back as well. But I know there's just so much money still in the system, and there are still a lot of fears, rightfully so. I don't know, this still just seems like another potential buy the dip opportunity. We just don't know where the bottom will be for these markets, and hopefully there's not too much fear that enters these markets, because then it can spread into, well, pretty much every sector and pull those down, just like we saw in March. Ed, great chatting with you. I will post a link to the Oanda website where people can follow along with your daily notes. Have a great rest of your day and a great week there, Ed.
Thank you. You too.